This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has said he and President Donald Trump, quote, should not have a debate if he still has COVID-19. Biden said Tuesday he's looking forward to being able to debate the president, but wants to follow strict guidelines. Biden says he doesn't know Trump's status since the president returned to the White House after being hospitalized following a COVID-19 diagnosis. The Biden campaign said its candidate tested negative for the virus early Tuesday. President Trump is under doctor's care with the coronavirus. He said Tuesday he's planning to show up for his second debate with Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden next Thursday in Miami. The president first tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday and was hospitalized 3 days before returning to the White House Monday. Based on that timeline, his attendance at the town hall style event, during which he and Biden are to answer questions from members of the audience, could pose a public health threat based on guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC considers someone infected with the virus to be contagious from 10 to 20 days after the onset of symptoms. Vice President Mike Pence and his Democratic challenger, Senator Kamala Harris, will meet tonight for a debate, AP's Julie Walker reports.
Debate Director Aaron Call says that there's a lot of pressure on Pence.
I think it's going to be an excellent debate. I certainly wouldn't underestimate Mike Pence after the performance that he delivered in 2016. There's so much at stake.
Butler University professor Gregory Shufelt says Pence needs to deliver.
Things have not been moving in the right direction for the Trump-Pence ticket. So I think that really probably changes the trajectory of Vice President Pence will really need to be on offense.
They both agree it will be a very different debate than Trump-Biden. I'm Julie Walker.